Merry Christmas, everyone. You know, I wanted to start by sharing a very touching story. It was one that occurred in 1914, and some have called it the Christmas Truce. So it took place in the bloody battlefields of World War I, which had already become long lines of parallel trenches in Flanders and France. Between these trenches was a narrow strip called No Man's Land, filled with unburied corpses of soldiers killed trying to storm the opposing trench. No Man's Land was often no more than 70, 50, or even 30 yards in width. By December 24, 1914, both British and German soldiers had received a good number of Christmas care packages. The German soldiers even received small Christmas trees. They placed these little trees decorated with candles up above the trenches. Then they began to sing Christmas carols. The British troops in the opposite trenches took a few pot shots at the trees at first, but then they started to listen to the carols and giving a round of applause after each one. Soon the German soldiers started holding up improvised signs calling for a truce. You no fight, we no fight. British units held up signs in response, Merry Christmas. By Christmas morning, whole miles of no man's land was filled with fraternizing soldiers from both sides, laughing, singing, and exchanging gifts, addresses, and postcards, and finally even being able to bury the dead. Some soldiers were barbers before the war and even set up shop to offer free haircuts. One German soldier who was a professional juggler put on a show. Some of the units organized soccer games with helmets set on the ground for goals. According to the diary of a soldier from the 133rd Saxon Regiment, their game ended in a score of 3-2 with the Germans victorious. Even against the orders of the senior officers, the truce lasted in some parts of the trenches until New Year's Day. It was as if just for Christmas, God wanted to remind the world that even in the middle of war, the most terrible scourge that sin has unleashed, God is present. Even when we give up on him by sinning, he never gives up on us. His grace can make the difference. The Christmas Truce of 1914. I thought that was a beautiful story. I think I recall hearing it many, many years ago. But when I saw it again, I thought, how perfect. Isn't this a great year now in 2020 for us to call a truce? We feel like we have enemies on every side. How about those even close into us? Have we fallen away from those around us? Maybe it's over argument about what's going on in the world or whatever it might be. Maybe we hold unforgiveness. Maybe we keep people in the trenches over yonder, not willing to get up and embrace each other in no man's land. I don't know about you, but I want to let go this Christmas 2022, and I want to call a truce. I want to forgive, I want to forget, because you know what? That's what God does for each one of us. He comes to us. Look how he comes. Not as a Herculean figure, but a little dependent little baby in a crib, dependent upon his mom to stay alive. You don't have to fear me. Come to me. And so it was with those shepherds. You know, for many centuries, they awaited the arrival of the king, the Prince of Peace, who would come. And here, by a message of an angel, they have received that message. They awaited all that time And upon hearing it, they took off. Let's go. Let's see it. And then, as they beheld this little baby, they knew in their heart of hearts who they were looking upon. The King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God. And peace came into their hearts. They were amazed at what they were chosen to behold. I always think too of who God chooses. Look at these shepherds, workers in the field. Look at the first apostles, fishermen and the like, blue collar. I've gotten to the point when I drive by construction sites that I almost want to stand at attention and salute, because I know there's a deep and abiding humility, but a sense of what is good and right and holy in these workers of the world. They're the ones who are chosen. No pretense, no pride. I need to earn my dollar, and I'm going to work hard to do it. It's amazing. Something that humbles each one of us, I hope. I know it does me. Those who, almost in a heroic fashion, are willing to lay down their lives. They were awakened, these shepherds, and they were amazed. If you noticed the words that I've used, they waited, they were amazed, and then what did they feel compelled to do? To adore. AAA. Awaiting. Amazing. Adoring. Don't we all want that peace in our hearts? Let's set aside our differences. Let's call a truce. Let's look out for each other. Let's forgive one another. Let's start fresh from the start under this truce, under this peace. And let's let God use each one of us to be that bright light now that we have awaited and amazed and now feel compelled to adore. We found something. We found the King of Kings. We found the Prince of Peace. We found the Son of God. And we'll never be the same. A time for a truce in 2022. I pray all of you have a very peace-filled, a very joy-filled, a very hope-filled Christmas this year. Let's let our guard down. Let's let everyone in. Let's call a truce. Love you all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.